This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello, podcast. How are we all today?
Hello. I thought we'd go through some of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire questions that Emma didn't get to.
Oh, good idea.
Okay, just for context, there's a guy from Waterford who's after winning loads of money on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It aired on Sunday. I think it was shot a couple of years ago. And not only is he from County Waterford, where I grew up, I'm originally a Dub. Promise. But anyway, he's also from the town where my parents have moved to in the last few years. Well, town is a stretch. Village.
That's crazy though. Like the chances of that.
Yeah,
mad. I thought that was funny when I asked you, which you're going to hear in the future, did your parents know them? And you were like, they'd know his parents. And I was like, oh, well, that's Ireland.
That's Ireland.
That's enough.
Yeah. Because I think this guy who was on it has been living in London for years. He's a UK resident, hence why he got to go on the show.
Ah, okay.
Interesting.
Oh, well, that's...
Well, spoiler alert, Emma did not get £250,000. She went out on question 7, meaning she won a grand.
I would have won a grand, which, you know what? I'd have walked out there at my head held high.
So we go on to question 8.
Okay.
Here we go.
Will I get the music now?
Do it, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see.
So you're getting the hard questions now. You'll hear the easier ones later on.
Well, you can help me with this, Ashley, now. We're a team. The show is over.
Oh,
pal.
I see all the answers right in front of me, mate.
Oh, okay.
Right, here we go with question 8, Emma Nolan. Which English city features a number of artworks from Banksy and is considered to be the artist's home? Is it A, Sunderland, B, Bristol, C, Brighton and Hove, or D, Liverpool?
C, Brighton and Hove, final answer.
You would have lost 7,000.
You're joking me. I thought he was from Brighton.
No, he's from Bristol.
He's from Bristol.
Sugar. Yeah, I can see how you would have gotten that wrong because Brighton is quite an artsy fartsy place.
And he's done stuff in Brighton.
Probably, yeah.
Oh, but now that you say Bristol, sugar. Okay, I was so
Ashley,
confident.
I don't know the answer to the next one, so do you want to ask it and I will see if I can guess.
And I actually knew the answer to this before I even looked. Question number 9, this would have been for £16,000. The Oscar winning song Take My Breath Away, performed by the band Berlin, appeared on the soundtrack of which film? Dirty Dancing, Back to the Future, Top Gun, or Footloose? Can I just say, it feels fucking class to read out a question over that music.
It does, doesn't it?
Oh my God, it feels great.
I don't think
it's Dirty Dancing. You take my breath away.
I was going to say it was Dirty Dancing, but I think it's either between that or Footloose. No, not Footloose. I don't think it's in Footloose. What's it? What were the
Dirty
options?
Dirty Dancing, Back to the Future, Top Gun or Footloose?
Back to the Future, I don't think it's in that. So it's either Top Gun. I'm going to go with Top Gun.
Go for it. Lock it in.
You're correct.
Am I? Yeah. Look at that. 16,000 euro. Right, go on, keep going.
Okay, do you know the other ones?
I don't know the other ones.
Oh, I know all the other ones. Okay, because I've read them all. Question 10 for 32 grand. This is the one where you get to stay on 32. You know, this is another safe point. Which of these ecosystems are vast lowland grass plains in South America? A, savannas. I forgot that I had to do the answers. B, prairies. C, pampas. Or D, steppes.
C, pampas, final answer.
Oh, I would have said savannas.
Do you think you know this because of your brother who recently went to Africa?
I know, just like Spanishy, isn't it?
Your brother didn't go to Africa, did he?
He was in South Africa.
Oh, was he? I would have said savannas.
See, pampas is the correct answer.
Pampas. Well done.
Pampas.
I've never heard of that.
Savannah,
pampas,
like
grass.
South America, I suppose. So like prairies, I think, is North America.
Right.
Savannah's probably Africa.
Yeah.
Don't know what steps is. S-T-E-P-P-E-S.
I thought C was what you put on a baby.
Well done.
Go on, give us one more and then we'll wrap it up.
Pampas.
Pampas. Oh, you pampers.
This is
Emma,
the last
Emma was like, I don't get it. Moved on immediately.
I thought you were talking about when you were referring to the thing about a baby, you were talking about the D and I couldn't remember what that was. So I was like, I'll bear it.
The steps one is actually Eastern Europe. That's what the same word for grass.
Okay, one more for the road.
This is the last one actually. So this would be for £64,000 question 11. Which is the only one of these writers to have more than one published novel? Interesting. A, Oscar Wilde. B, Emily Bronte. C, Sylvia Plath. D, Harper Lee. So all of them have only one.
So
bar one. What?
One has a second.
One has multiple novels. The others only have one novel.
Who? Sylvia Plath is a poet, though.
Sylvia Plath, Oscar Wilde, Emily Bronte, Harper Lee.
Oscar Wilde is a poet.
No, he was also
Oscar Wilde.
He also wrote plays, though.
I was going to say Oscar Wilde.
Is what's the feckin' book that everyone, I've read it, I have it at home, but what's the book Ulysses? That Emily Bronte wrote?
Emma, you're right. Poet and playwright, Oscar Wilde.
Okay, yeah. Emily Bronte. No, it's the other one. What's it called? The
Wuthering.
No, it's not Wuthering. There's another one.
Emily Bronte. Wuthering Heights. You're thinking of
who's the what was the option?
You're thinking of Pride and Prejudice and all them.
What are the four again, Ash?
Oscar Wilde, no. Emily Bronte, Sylvia Plath, Harper Lee.
I'm gonna go Harper Lee.
What was the book Harper Lee wrote? That's the one I'm thinking of.
Kill a Mockingbird.
And there was two of them.
There was.
Was there?
Harper Lee.
Or Emily Bronte.
It's Harper Lee.
Is it Harper Lee?
Yeah.
Deadly. Woo!
What do you mean there was two of them? Was there To Kill a Mockingbird?
There was a second one.
Two?
Yeah.
I got To Kill a Mockingbird in the oldest library in the world.
How did you do it?
I bought it and then I could see the sequel beside it.
That was a really good joke. No one heard it and it was really good. I got To Kill a Mockingbird in a library. I was like, how did you do it?
Sorry.
It was really good.
I bought it.
With a pistol.
There was two of them there and I remember it so well because I was so excited to get the official stamp on that book that said you have to buy this in the oldest register or the working library in the world.
Cool.
Which is in Lisbon.
Oh, very nice.
So that's where I bought it. My friend
that
Ursula.
That wasn't that hard of a question then. If you knew that there was a second To Kill a Mockingbird, well, then that's the answer.
It's over. And if you start thinking about it and go, okay, well, one of them is a playwright, one of them is a poet.
I know the Sylvia Plath book, The Bell Jar. Anybody remember that one?
I've heard of that.
Mm.
Yeah, anyway, that was a fun podcast intro.
The show is less educational and probably
but
more fun.
More fun.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Bye. No. It's the way to wake up day to day. Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Wake up. Emma, Dave and Aisling. We got the morning routine.
Good morning, it's 3 minutes after seven. It's Wednesday the 13th of March, heading into a bank holiday weekend.
Good
Giddies
morning.
Will be kicking off.
Good morning.
I didn't realise we're entering into a bank holiday weekend. That's great.
Patty's How did you not realise?
I don't know. I don't know things.
It's top of my radar.
It's 7 in the morning. I don't know what's going on.
Dave, all I can think about is the fact that this is a bank holiday weekend, then we've another normal week, then we're into a 4-day week.
No, we don't, because we have Good Friday off.
That's what I'm talking.
No, yeah, but so because next week is the Monday off, it's not really a normal
week. Oh, fair. Sorry. So you've got a 4-day week.
4-day weeks in a row.
This is great.
Yeah.
I love his to bits and all, but that's deadly news.
Yeah, No, it is very, very exciting.
I can't wait.
Producer Callum told us the news this morning that the first shop is going into the Cleary's building.
I don't believe him.
I actually am flabbergasted.
I don't believe you.
I would put money on it not happening.
That's just an empty building.
I go up and down O'Connell Street every afternoon when I go home. And the last couple of days, I've been seeing like more and more things in the window in the upper floor. So yesterday,
I
went home and I Googled what is happening with the Cleary's building. And apparently on Friday, the first shop, I think it's a H&M, is opening.
The first shop is a H&M.
Yeah.
And
there's a Decathlon in there as well. But I've been here 6 years and that place has been shut ever since I've been here. And I think it's been shut for
really good at prolonging things.
So long. And they've had those Christmas bows on them for about 2 years.
Something's coming.
Oh my God, it's wrecked my head.
Our present to you or something.
Yeah.
This doesn't work in August.
No, I can't wait.
Yeah, all right, bring it on. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, it won't just be the Decathlon and the bloody H&M, though. It'll be like a ghost shop if it's just the two of them.
I know, we need to pad it out with a few more. Vape shops.
Yeah. Phone shops,
I think there's going to be a rooftop bar.
On O'Connell Street. Interesting.
On our main street.
Yeah, to be fair, that would be nice.
What a crazy concept.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Somewhere to actually hang out.
Like a real city.
Wow.
Bizarre.
All right, you're with Emily Van Aisling. This is Spin, 7:05 now. Beyonce and Texas Hold'em on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling coming up.
Yeehaw.
Some arguments in the studio now about the Beyonce thing. It's getting real awkward, listeners. real awkward. I feel like I'm in between a rock and a hard place.
Look, all I'm saying is country music isn't necessarily my thing. I like Texas Hold'em. She has now finally revealed the name of the album. Out at the end of the month will be called Cowboy Carter.
Yeah, sorry.
That's bad. Let's see your defender now.
No. Cowboy Carter.
I'm a Beyonce stan. She doesn't put a foot wrong in my book. I laughed. At first she released, because I'm on the mailing list, so
of course, yeah.
I got an email and it was just like the image and it had like the photograph of the album cover. It said it and I was like, the name of the album.
It's called
And then
Cowboy
I was kind of like,
Carter.
Oh God.
Little bit cringe, but look.
It's listen, weird.
She's been on tour for ages. She's obviously just knackered.
She can do what she wants. Yeah, she's wrecked.
This is new Irish music from a guy from Kilkenny. Check it out. It's
Love
Robert
it.
Grace. This is called Euphoria. It's Spin.
Spin.
Recharged.
His name is Robert Grace. That track is called Euphoria. He's from Kilkenny. Love that
That's
song.
Great.
I think it's so good.
That's his best so far, in my opinion. He's the song about COVID. What's it going to
Fake fine.
Fake fine.
Well done, Ash.
Ashling. Wouldn't be like you.
Lads, me and Robert Grace. Listen, go way back.
Listen, guys, I was literally on the verge of sleep last night. Dawson on Twitter came across this tweet online and said, bingo, that'll be a great bit for the show in the morning.
Brilliant.
I'm delighted. It was a tweet that reads, Dua Lipa doesn't brush her teeth before bed, she tells The Sun in a new interview. I never believed in that. What if I brush them and then get hungry after I get to bed? Makes zero sense to me.
Oh, no.
And I thought to myself,
oh my God,
wow. We're going to do a whole bit now in the morning. I'll research unusual hygiene habits of celebrities. And then I came in this morning and I mentioned it to Callum, and then I looked at it again and went, what? I was kind of reading the comments under it. You know, we love the Twitter account Pop Crave.
Yeah.
I love Pop Crave.
Pop Crave never get it wrong.
Pop Crave are a media news company founded in 2015. We don't even know if it's one person or a team behind it. They don't even have a website they push to. They just tweet things
just tweets,
that are 99% of the time total and utter fact.
Yeah, they're on it.
But what I realised was I had been poo craved.
What's poo craved?
It's a fake showbiz news story.
It's fake showbiz site that uses the same logo as Popcrave.
Brilliant.
And obviously, since Elon Musk took over Twitter, anyone can get verified if they're willing to pay for it.
Oh,
so
for God's
I officially
sake.
Got hashtag poo craved, and that is a fake
Emma
story.
Got done.
Right?
That is funny.
It's
amazing. Thank God. I was actually really concerned about Dua there.
I was like, I can't imagine her not brushing her teeth before bed. That's wild.
I just find these whole fake showbiz news stories just the pages in general to be the funniest.
They're very
things.
Funny.
They're always
amazing.
Going in on people like Ollie Murs. Do you ever see that?
It's like
Ollie Murs said he's never had a peanut. Just don't like the look of them, he said. Do you know what I mean? It's just random shite. I love it.
Well, speaking of random shite from fake showbiz sites, get yourself ready, because on the back of that, I now have permission to do a deep dive on Poo Crave.
Amazing.
And others. We've had the Dua Lipa one. I've done a deep dive on now my new favourite site that I've just followed called Poo Crave, and I will never get Poo Craved again. Normani has now earned diamond status on Uber Eats after completing over 8,000 deliveries with a 94% satisfaction rate.
Oh, she completed the deliveries?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Oh,
remember we were talking recently about how Universal Music Group have removed their artists from TikTok music? This one's regarding Nicki Minaj's music catalogue. Remains on TikTok amidst Universal Music Group's debacle, despite fans pleading with the social media app to remove it anyway. Kylie Jenner reflects on one of her first dates with Timothy Chalamet. We went swimming, but he wasn't wearing Kylie Cosmetics Powder Plush Longwear Foundation, so some of his makeup came off sad face. I then went over to Fake Showbiz News, who also is brilliant with these fake headlines, and I was aware of them. They wouldn't have caught me.
They're so good.
Maybe because they're called Fake Showbiz News.
It's a bit more transparent.
Rita Ora reveals she's reading a book about the history of barcodes. It's more interesting than it sounds, she insisted.
I like it, that's Rita Ora.
Do you have any on Ellie Goulding there? Because they were always my favourite ones.
We've no Ellie right here instead.
Ellie Goulding wonders where all the people on the milk cartons have gone. Where have they all gone to? She said.
Emma Bunton revealed she found a crisp packet from 1999 in her garden at the weekend. It had a promotion on it for the Wild Wild West, she chuckled. Olivia Colman admits she felt a bit disappointment when she set up her new iPhone and it had carried all her old apps across. I was kind of looking forward to a fresh start, she thought.
So sad.
Oh, it's so stupid.
So stupid.
Like, who's coming
it's
up
like
with this?
It's like when you get to the end of the sentence, you're like, why did I read that?
I know, it's brilliant though.
Do you know what? It's weird though, because it's like this Twitter page, Fake Showbiz News, has been going for years. It's not like they're getting AI to do it, because AI wasn't around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, this is things they come up with and it's so bizarre.
I want to just get and step inside your brain for the laugh. Rihanna says it appears quite a few councils have introduced an extra charge for garden waste collections this year to help balance the books. I guess the party's over, she sighed.
So bizarre.
It is like, so that's the caliber of showbiz news on real showbiz news websites though.
Yeah, very true.
Like, it's so lame.
This
sometimes.
Person said something that doesn't actually matter that much.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct, guys?
Yeah. Here's two more for you. Taylor Swift says, when you're going to sleep tonight, why not have a bit of fun by imagining all your exes living in a house together for a reality show? It's a hoot to think about who'd get along with who. She giggled.
She giggled is so perfect. It's like the perfect terminology.
And finally, Dua Lipa reveals Hey Diddle Diddle is her all-time favourite nursery rhyme because, quote, there's a lot going on.
I would believe that one.
Have a browse if you haven't before at Fake Showbiz News Online.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Harry Styles, As It Was. This has been Morning.
Morning.
I want to tell you about a news story that Emma pointed out includes three of my favourite things.
Oh, God, what could that possibly be?
I looked at the headline and went, there's a bit of Ashley.
That's three of your favourite things, Ash.
Musical, Beyonce, yogurt.
None of them, unfortunately.
Ah.
I have a lot of favourite things. One is Americans. My boyfriend is American.
Okay, fair.
Two is libraries.
Yep.
Yup, free books.
You do also like libraries.
And three is cats. Cats for the win.
Yeah, to be fair, I think they're the next three I would have said.
Yeah. So, this is the deal. An American library is waiving people's library fees if they show them a picture of their cat. Just for the month of March. So, the library is called Worcester Public Library in Massachusetts. And the initiative is part of its March Meowness program.
Wow.
Which seems to simply just be like cat month.
Right.
They're holding like different talks about cats. They're bringing in cats from a shelter to like pet while you read. Seems like a great place. And the catchphrase they're using is felines for forgiveness.
Oh,
wow.
Which is very cute. So this library doesn't have fees for like late books, but it has fees for like lost or damaged books. And apparently since COVID, a lot of young people have racked up like massive fees because of like lost books or whatever. Maybe they lost them over COVID or whatever. And I think they're trying to encourage them to come back because they basically won't use their library account anymore because
their
fees are so big.
That's so annoying.
Sorry, why are libraries just so kind?
Why are libraries so sound?
Imagine eFlow being like, show me a picture of your dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
We'll just forget about
Please
it.
Please come back to the M50.
Is it because they're like government funded or whatever? But I've always just found libraries to be just brilliant.
Yeah,
they're so good at that stuff.
It's the most wholesome thing ever, yeah. And this story has kind of blown up so much so that the library director ended up on NBC Boston.
Good for them.
Talking about this, right? But the rules are loosey-goosey here. So he said, even if you don't have a cat in your life, you can draw one. We'll accept drawings of cats. Even if it's big cats, like a tiger or a lion, we'll be excited to see those. And then he went on, and I thought this was like a bit much. He said, we'll accept honorary cats as well. So you may show us a picture of a dog, a raccoon, an orca, or any other animal. I know, come on. You said cats, you stick to cats.
Stick to cats, and it has to be your own cats. No one has a pet orca.
Yeah, I kind of thought so too.
Yeah, I was wondering, because I said the first hiccup here is if you don't have a cat, so how are they going to address that? But yeah, the drawings are cool.
Yeah,
fine.
I think the drawing is cute, but I do think we should be sticking to cats here for March Meowness Month.
Very true.
This is all, the best thing about this is it's been a great success. And in the first 5 days of March, they cleared 400 people's fines.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very good.
People flat out coming in with the pictures of their cats. And one of my favourite parts of all of this is this library account's Instagram, because they're very, very active. They post like memes. They have like tons and tons of events. But they keep posting like these graphics about the felines for forgiveness. And one of the captions just said, it seems everyone knows about our March Meowness program to forgive fees on lost and damaged books. But I've made all these adorable promos on Canva and I need to share them.
That's amazing.
Which is very funny. So I think this is such a good initiative. I like to see it rolled out across all fees, bills, fines, etc. For example, I think on the motorway, there should be a special lane at the toll booth offering a free toll in exchange for a pet of your dog through the window.
That's a good idea.
Amazing. Amazing.
A lot of dogs we've brought on journeys
and like you're
for
not
no reason.
Always going to have the dog. So it's just like when you do, you get a free toll.
Mm.
I think that's nice. Send a voice note of your baby laughing to pay off your next Netflix bill.
Yes.
I think that's a fair exchange.
What do we do? We don't have babies.
Emma
can make me cry and we can record that and send it off.
Yeah,
it's not as cute though as a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Get your clamp removed in exchange for a sniff of a baby's head.
Oh, I'd be up for that.
People love the smell of baby's heads.
Yeah, really nice. Yeah.
And this is kind of a big one. You're not going to be able to do this probably every year, but you can pay off your TV license by allowing the TV license inspector to peel the film off your new phone.
No,
screen.
How dare you? I'd rather pay the license. And it's absolutely not happening. I was thinking though, do you remember a couple of months ago when a petrol station in America did this thing where if you went in, you did a dance, you'd get a fiver off your petrol.
Yeah.
Right? So now I'm thinking, What can Ash get for free if she goes to your business and shows you a picture of her cat, Mr. Plops? Why have we not thought of that?
Well, that's a good idea.
So that's what we're doing tomorrow.
I feel like this show all week has just been what can we get for free?
Yeah, what is that?
Listen, don't forget from 10 o'clock this morning, Michaela Hayes is here giving you a chance to win Burger King for your whole office. So make sure to have her on from 10 o'clock this morning. Jazzy now, this is Shooting Star at Spin. You leave me lost for
words. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Jazzy and Shooting Star on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. She got engaged in Japan a few months back.
Did she?
Yeah, she did.
Congratulations.
She said yes to her best friend. It'd be a real shame if she didn't do a little bit of a performance at her own wedding, just saying.
I wonder.
Give her the day off.
I know, but still, like, she's guaranteed to have belters only there for the late night newly. But she'd have to come up and go up and do something herself. Imagine in her dress rapping along to her own song. Yeah, I can as well.
That would be kind
of like
cool.
a 2 a.m. job in the residence lounge.
Yeah.
You're giving me.
Step by step, they're moving in. Yeah, fair play and congratulations to Jazzy.
Good morning. I have saw a news story the other day that I thought this was quite interesting. A man named Gerard Crowley, he won £250,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
No way!
In the last couple of days, right? And that man is from County Waterford.
It sounded like an Irish name.
Not only is that man from County Waterford, he is from a place called Stradbally, Emma Nolan.
No way.
It's unbelievable. Like, there's been so much excitement about this. I was texting my dad and my mum about it. So my parents moved to Stradbally recently enough in the last few years. And, like, I love the village. And I love going down for a pint, down to the village with my dad at the weekend.
It's all together now country, isn't it?
It's all together now country. Yeah. Feels from all together now. But obviously great excitement. A local guy doing so well.
Yeah. You should marry him.
My dad would know his parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I thought, if a Waterford man can get £250,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, how well could a Waterford woman do?
No.
So welcome to Emma Be a Millionaire? I'm Chris Terran.
Now, guys, before you go any further, this is embarrassing. I'm live on the radio. My general knowledge is poo-poo.
Okay, we are going to try and see how far we can get into all of the questions that Gerard Crowley was asked on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Okay, every single one of these questions was on his game.
And he got every single one of these right, all the way up to 250,000.
250,000, right? Now, keep in mind, the first five questions are the easers. They're the bankers.
Don't say that! Because I might get them right.
But famously, it's a very tough game. I don't think there's any shame to you getting any of these wrong. Okay. Don't worry,
I absolutely agree.
Yeah,
it is tough.
Your side.
But let's see how far you can get.
Okay, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Breathe in the Stradbally air that he does, you know?
Yes. The only thing is that we want you to go home with some money today. Do you know what I mean?
Do you have any for me?
No, we've nothing. But if you get this question wrong, there is no money.
Right,
unfortunately.
Okay. All right.
So without further ado, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I do.
Oh, me. To you listening, please don't judge me too hard if I come across incredibly uneducated here.
Okay, here we go. Oh. Question one. For £100, get this question wrong and you go home with nothing. On a computer keyboard, what is the name of the key that creates the gap between words? Is it A, spacebar, B, iron bar, C, crossbar, D, karaoke bar?
That's just silly. It's spacebar.
That's A, spacebar, final answer?
Final answer.
Correct. £100.
£100 you've got. Question two for £200. Get this wrong, you go home with nothing. According to the well-known proverb, what makes perfect? Is it A, patience, B, persistence, C, perseverance, or D, practice,
final answer.
You're absolutely correct.
£200, Emma Nolan. Easy. Well done. Easy. Question three for €300. You get this wrong, you still go home with nothing, though. Flamenco is a type of music and dance particularly associated with which country? Ireland, A. B, New Zealand. C, Japan. D, Spain.
That's Spain, final answer.
That is absolutely correct, Emma Nolan.
I really feel like we're on it.
We're really good at it.
We're so good.
Question four, Emma, for £500. Yet again, if you get this wrong, you go home with nothing. Which of these is a type of game in which players have to solve puzzles to be freed? A, escape room. B, drawing room. C, engine room. D, green room.
God, no wonder he won the money. These are all right. That's escape room final answer.
You're absolutely correct. Absolutely she gave correct. Herself the tick.
And question five. This is to go for €1,000 in the bank. Forensic ballistics is the scientific discipline chiefly concerned with what? A. Footprints. B. Firearms and bullets. C. Fire investigation. Or D. Facial identification.
Ballistic.
Ballistic. Forensic ballistics.
Forensic ballistics. Sorry, what were the four again?
A. Footprints. B. Firearms and bullets. C. Fire investigation.
Is it B?
Final D. Answer? Facial identification.
I don't know what ballistic means. Sorry, guys.
Are you going to go with B?
You've got a 50-50 you can use, but you can only use it once.
These are the easy questions.
These are the easy questions.
Does everyone else know the answer in the room, yeah?
Well, of course.
Only because I'm looking
because
at it.
Because we're the quiz master.
Can I ask the producer in the room?
No.
I want to lock in 1,000. Producer Colm. What would you say, A, B, C, or D?
It's easily B.
Easily B, which is?
Firearms and bullets.
Firearms and bullets.
I was going with that, yeah, Grant, final answer.
Correct, Emma Nolan. €1,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Very good. Let's get into the real game now in a little bit because €1,000 is good. It's not to be laughed at, but we want to get up to €250,000 just like our mate Jared Crowley in Waterford.
Yes, we must take a break and we'll come back and find out if Emma will win herself £250,000.
Stay with
us. Sweating.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The reason for this being that a Waterford man won £250,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and we want to see how a Waterford girl will get on. Will she get £250,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Emma Nolan, you are on to question six. You already have €1,000 in the bank. Congratulations. Would you like to keep going?
God, I don't know. £1,000, a lot of money. But yeah, sure, we'll crack on.
Okay, well, question six is for £2,000. You get this wrong, you go home with £1,000. So not a bad day at the office.
No.
Every little helps is the motto of which supermarket chain? Is it A, Asda, B, Co-op, C, Tesco, or D, Lidl?
C, final answer, Tesco.
You seem very sure about that, Emma Nolan.
I am.
Final answer? You're absolutely correct. C,
that
Tesco.
One was
correct.
So easy.
That was harder than the previous one.
Easier than the previous one.
Yeah, sorry, that was easier than the previous one.
All right, question seven, we up the ante. £4,000 to be won. Get this wrong, you go home with £1,000. You still have your 50-50, by the way. Which of these creatures from Greek mythology had the head of a bull? Is it A, Minotaur, B, Sphinx, C, Griffin, or D, Chimera? Chimera.
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 Chimac.
Give us a 50-50 on that, Ash, please.
We're going 50-50.
50-50 on question seven.
I don't know much about.
Now, keep in mind, Jared Crowley, who is your Waterford mate from Stradbally, who won £250,000, got to question 14.
Yeah, all right. I told you I'm thick.
We 50-50 it. Which of these creatures from Greek mythology had the head of a bull? A minotaur or a griffin? Paid a griffin.
Hey, Peter.
So many opportunities for Chris Tarrant to make this fun. He doesn't present it anymore,
does he?
No,
Jeremy Clarkson.
Oh, yeah.
I do miss Chris Tarrant.
Hello, I'm Chris Tarrant.
Very welcome to.
I feel like the griffin thing sounds a bit more piggish. Like, not piggish, bullish.
Bull?
Yeah. Like, more animally. But I've no idea.
You know, okay. We need to hear those
a
two.
A or C.
Words.
A, minotaur, or C, griffin. And the final answer you should give.
Oh, I don't know. Go for the griffin. I can't remember what you said. C, final answer.
Final answer,
C, griffin.
Oh. Emma Nolan, you've just lost.
You've just lost.
£1,000.
Oh. Man, sorry. So what is it? Just so I know if it ever comes up again.
It's the other one.
It's the other minotaur. Minotaur.
Yes.
Yeah. Minotaur.
So you've lost out on €3,000. You go home with €1,000. Again, not a bad day at the office.
Listen, lads, things could be a lot
Seven questions
worse.
Right. However, your Waterford mate, Jared Crowley, got to question 14, which was double what you got to. So let's see if you would have got would have got question 14.
So sorry, this is what he bowed out on,
yeah.
Or he got this one?
This is what he bowed out on.
He didn't get this one.
Okay. This was for £500,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Which is like the second last question.
It was insane. In Leonardo da Vinci's mural, The Last Supper, which apostle is positioned on Jesus' left side pointing his index finger upwards?
Ah, lads, come on now.
Is it A, Thomas? Is it B, Judas? C, Peter? Is it D, John.
Oh my God, what's all the Family Guy references in this round? Do you know what would have been nice? If they had the answer and then they had like Kieran, Brian, Seamus.
I don't know much about religion. I don't have,
you know, about much art,
interest in religion.
This is an art painting.
I wouldn't consider
myself. As
opposed
myself to any other type of painting.
You like letters though, so pick one, A, B, C or D.
I'm going to go with B because his name is cool. It's
Judas,
the coolest name.
Judas!
You would have lost 499,000.
Oh man, who was it with the pinky up, with the index finger up?
It would be A. Thomas.
Oh, good man.
So there you go.
I think that's a great question.
But also, this is a great game, and I love Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And congratulations to Jared Crowley, £250,000.
That's
not
so,
to be
so
sniffed
good
at all.
I heard as well, which is really interesting. That was probably filmed over a year ago or whatever, and he can't get the money till it airs.
No
so
way.
He's getting the money now, which is unbelievable. He's heading off to Australia or something.
Oh, class. Unreal. Was really he young?
Yeah, he was young enough,
like,
yeah.
30 or
wow,
something.
Wow, yeah, that's unreal.
Really cool. And from where my parents are now living, which is deadly. So great excitement in the village, as you can imagine. Dermot Kennedy and Something to Someone on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good tune.
He has a new song out on Friday.
Oh, no way.
Hopefully a better tune.
Yeah. And you know the way he's very deep. He's very deep.
Oh, he is.
Very deep man.
He's a bit too deep sometimes. Do you remember that time he was on the Underground and he was basically like, someone robbed my phone, but I was wondering, why does no one ever rob books? And I was like, shut up, Dermot. Because they're about £4.
Oh my God, stop it. Yeah, like in a caption to promote the new song, he says, hold on, love, tightly, honey. What? Then he says, talk to you Friday. Can't wait for you to hear this one and to show you something I've been working on. I hope you're well out there. I've loved dropping songs like this so much. I hope you're enjoying them and what they'll become, love heart.
I'm going to go rogue and say it's a song from the perspective of Winnie the Pooh.
Well,
you
know
never
what?
Know.
We could do with a bit of a surprise from
Dermot.
Yeah,
we could. Yeah. A bit of spice.
Listen, stick around. We're playing the golden ticket next. And if you want to get on to play, message us the word golden now. Do that now. 087 711 1038. A trip to Corfu on the line.
Let's go. We go.
Morning, it's Wednesday the 13th of March, 3 minutes after 8 now, and you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Morning.
How are we?
Good morning. This isn't a moan, it's not a moan, it's just a fact that I have had a cold for about the last 10 days now.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like getting to the annoying stage where I'm like, why are you still lingering? And I think I know why, and I think it's because I keep eating gone-off food.
Yeah, that would be the reason, yeah.
But not by choice. Twice in the last week, I've been attacked by food that's been gone off, unbeknownst to me.
What do you mean, attacked?
So, you might remember last week, we did a thing on this show. I can't really remember where it came from, but it involved Dave turning his hoodie backwards and eating a packet of crisps from his hood.
Yes.
And producer Callum brought in that packet of crisps. I then munched away on those crisps for the rest of the show, only to find out that they were a month out of date.
Oh no, were they? I ate some of them as well. Thanks for that, Callum.
I don't think crisps are too bad though. I think if they're out of date, you should be okay.
They did taste fine.
This is what I'm saying on crisps. Crisps have a best before, not a used by. So best before is just like, they'll be all right after this, but they're not going to be the best.
But for how long after is the question?
Mm.
Then, yesterday I went for a walk and we went to a supermarket and we just wanted a little treat for ourselves and we bought a 4-pack of Twix and we sat down and we started eating the Twix and I don't know why I thought to look at the best before date and it was dated December 2023.
What?
And I only bought them yesterday.
Oh, that's a big yikes.
That shop had a few Twix up their sleeves, huh?
Telling
it's dodgy. I think chocolate, anything with like milk components, that kind of freaks me out.
That's probably
true.
Yeah,
see, that is a bit funny. And it was a little bit hard. The caramel was stiff.
Was the chocolate on top kind of like that white-looking chocolate when it's been left in a while, or did it look all right?
It hadn't gotten that far now.
But it was a little bit crackled.
But I obviously looked at the date for some reason. Obviously, I completed the chocolate experience and finished it. Yeah. Both
and you're
bars.
Here blowing your nose like nobody's business. Yeah. Morning.
And I think this may be the reason.
Okay.
So if anyone has some in-date food, send it my way. That would be great.
This happens to me all the time, though, because like I buy like my meals, like my microwave meals, like the Fit Foods, like every week, the start of the week. And then by like Wednesday, I've already gone out for dinner or something, or I've met someone. Or
Something's thrown off by a day
Exactly.
Or
but I've got a build-up because I stupidly buy four for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've bought, so I've loads in the fridge at the moment, but from last week. But I'm always just like, I'm sure it'll be fine. Last week I was opening a chicken curry one and I seen the date, but I had, and I know this sounds stupid, I had my thumb covering a bit of it, right? And I could see the date. And I remember saying to myself, please God, be a best before and not a use by. It was a use by. I still ate it. It was fine. Not a bother.
How long were you? Was it a lot though, Dave?
See, that's the thing. It is chicken.
Oh.
Just want to know.
Oh.
No.
5 days.
Oh!
No! We'll say no more on that for now. Don't do that.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
David Ashling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
All right, we are trying to give away this holiday to Corfu, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company. Taking on the game this morning is Joy. How are you, Joy?
I'm good, how are you?
Joy, will you be bringing us massive joy on this today? Are you going to win the golden ticket? How confident are you?
I really, really hope so.
Okay,
that's
so
we really hope so, to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, we do, Joy.
Joy.
How's your music knowledge?
I'd love to say really good, but I feel like that's a jinx. So I'm going to say moderate.
Say really bad.
Yeah. And just to get a vibe of what you're into, who's your favourite artist or who do you like listening to most?
Probably, my mind's gone blank. Party Boy, DJ.
Party Boy.
A DJ called Party Boy. Okay.
No, don't think there's any Party Boy in there today, unfortunately.
No,
but
sadly. I think we might get some complaints if we included Party Boy.
And there was there was another clue yesterday. I don't know if you're with us, Joy, but we said that there was a certain artist who was not going to be featured on the Golden Ticket today. Do you know who that is?
I listened to the Golden Ticket yesterday, but I think I was so excited to enter, I actually
Fair enough.
Well, now that you're on, just make sure that you're listening, because it's really important that you listen to the songs today in order to win, okay?
Very true.
I think it was Ed Sheeran that we said is not appearing today.
It was Ed Sheeran.
So by all means, don't say Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, perfect.
What is your?
I don't really like him.
Oh, grand.
Good, he's not coming up, don't worry. Joy, what's the plan today? Are you going to work or what are you up to?
I've actually been in work since 6 a.m. Wow. And I'm currently hiding in the bathroom. So
very nice. Very early start. What do you do?
I'm a receptionist in a gym and then I'm also doing my master's at the moment.
Amazing. Fair play to you. Very busy. You definitely deserve
so
a holiday.
No money for a holiday. Yeah. Absolutely no money.
Do you need a free holiday?
Okay. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so on Joy's side right now.
Let's see if we can get you that holiday. This is Emma Dave and Ashling's golden ticket. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win the ultimate break in Corfu. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist is on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once.
Can I ask one question?
I have never in my life been interrupted mid-speech, Joy. How dare you? But go on, I will allow it. What do you want?
If I guess wrong, can I guess again?
Yeah, you can guess as many times as you want until that clock counts down all the way.
We'll only pause it when you get it right.
Recommend just start shouting as soon as you hear hear the song. Because like once you give us artist and song title, then we're on to the next one, you know?
How mean would it be if we were like, you're out.
Bye. Now, to get back to what I was saying.
Don't mind him, Joy.
You can only swap once and you can't do it on the final tune. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next tune. All makes sense, Joy?
It does indeed, thank you.
Joy, where are you from?
Rathfarnham.
Joy from Rathfarnham. The best of luck. 25 seconds are
thank
on the
you.
Clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Yeah, I'm going to take my...
Old Town Road, Lil Nas X.
Stop the clock.
Lovely stuff. That was Billy Ray Cyrus and Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. That took you just over 4 seconds. So we have 20.8 seconds left and 4 songs to go.
A good start. Let's go for song two. Joy, it plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I do my hair toss.
Lizzo,
Baby, how you feeling?
She just said it.
Check my nails. Baby,
good as hell.
Stop the clock.
Yeah, woo. Lizzo, good as hell. All right, we have 11 seconds now. 3 songs to go.
Oh,
you do have a swap as well, so it's not all bad.
Absolutely. Let's go for song three, and we'll be halfway there. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Swap.
Swap it out.
Ooh, I thought that was an easy
one. I also thought that was an easy one, but your luck, everyone's different.
Yeah, no idea
I'm
on
nervous.
That one, Joy.
That's fine, Joy.
That was Kylie Minogue, Padam Padam.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, hey, It's okay.
Look, the only people you have to apologise are the LGBTQ community. Let's go for a brand new song, 3, Joy. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
You say the devil takes the best of us.
Oh, Dermot Kennedy.
No, the other sad Irish fella.
Oh, I'm lost. 2, 1. I did just as badly as the guy yesterday, unfortunately.
Oh, Joy, don't
worry. The other sad Irish guy that Dave's referring to, that was Keane DeCrow's song, is called Heaven. Listen, Joy, again, you kind of led us on there. Really thought you were going to be class. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, don't make her feel any worse.
I know. It's just always these really sharp starts and then you're like getting excited.
Oh, yeah, we don't like you anymore, Joy.
Joy, it wasn't to be today, but I hope you had fun and weren't, you know, too anxious about everything.
Thanks anyway.
Sorry, Joy.
Thanks for listening, Joy. Thanks for playing. Have a great day.
Thanks, have a lovely day.
You too, Pet. We really took the joy out of Joy there. That wasn't very nice.
Okay. It did.
We try again tomorrow. All we do is keep on fighting.
If you were screaming, padam, padam, well, then maybe you should come on and play with us tomorrow because that's the only way you're going to be vindicated.
Yeah, if you knew song 3, then you'd be better than any player this week so far.
Yeah, it's true.
So come on
and
play.
Do you know what's important to maintain in life? Hope.
And joy.
And joy.
And to keep the hope alive.
Yeah, we may have crushed Joy today, but we'll never crush hope.
No, we won't. We have hope.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
You are on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It is 20 past 8. I mentioned a few minutes ago, I have a challenge for you.
Oh, God, does this require work?
Yes, actually it does. And I'm kind of taking Aisling Bonner's normal style on this. And I think I've worked with you for too long, Ash, because you're kind of rubbing off on me now.
Oh, dear.
Normally you're the divil who sees something in the news or and makes us kind of come up with some kind of a song or put us to work.
Did someone say song?
Oh, no.
That's what I'm getting at today, okay? And I think this will kind of speak for itself fairly early on. I'm talking about putting you to the test because of the queen that is Little Miss Northwest. She's making headlines again because on Sunday, while she was at her dad's concert, she came on stage and announced that she is releasing her first album.
Wow. So okay. This being Northwest, Kim K and Kanye's daughter.
Yeah.
Firstborn.
Firstborn.
The first of her name.
She's
definitely the first
of her. A terrifying kid, it has to be said.
In what way? She's very, like, she's got the confidence of a 45-year-old woman.
That's
and she's
what I'm saying.
10 yeah. years old.
She's yeah. terrifying to me. I don't know. I feel like she would make fun of me.
I feel like she would, like, rip me a new one.
Yeah.
I think she'd make me feel really sad about myself. Yeah. She'd hate my clothes, she'd hate my hair.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, what's quite exciting about this particular album that she's releasing is, and with like a nod to her dad's debut album, was it College Dropout? Elementary School Dropout is going to be the title of the album.
No.
Oh, yes.
That's kind of cool, to be fair.
Elementary school, just for clarity, is that like primary school
yeah.
in Ireland?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Up until you're like 12, maybe you go to elementary school in the
Pretty
States?
Pretty much, yeah.
So you're young and you should be in learning your ABCs, but instead she's obviously considering dropping out of school, or so fans are now wondering
and concerned,
is she actually dropping out of school?
But I mean, Kanye probably dropped out of like a public school, whether it's Northwest is absolutely not going to a public school.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's
going
true
to a school where people don't normally drop out.
Yeah,
like, or maybe she is homeschooled, who knows?
She probably goes to a school that has like a full-on studio there that she could record her album.
Yeah,
well, that's true too. She did feature, I made her first public musical debut featuring on a song on her dad's recent album, and I loved this bit from her. I thought she sounded great.
Is your bestie Miss Westie? Don't try to test me, it's gonna get messy, it's gonna get messy. Just bless me.
It's cool.
I've had a full blown just like vision there of, in 5 years, if we're still on this show, we guarantee we'll
100%.
Be playing a Northwest bloody song.
Oh, do you know what?
I
we probably will. Oh my God. At 10 years old. So, tomorrow on the show at this time, Emma, me, Dave, yourself, Ash, yourself.
How are you?
I would like us all to predict a song that will feature on this album, Elementary School Dropout, bearing in mind, of course, that normally at that age, it's all about nursery rhymes and the ABCs.
Okay. This is a very me challenge and I accept it.
Yes, it is a very you challenge. And how does it feel to be on the receiving end of that, Ashley?
Quite exciting, yeah. Yes.
Oh, for God's sake, shut up.
It's a weight lift, actually, that I don't have to come up with the creative again. Am I joking?
So what kind of a song could a 10-year-old release on an album called Elementary School Dropout? The theme being, of course, Elementary School Dropout.
So to the tune of a nursery rhyme.
To the tune.
So maybe kind of like talking about how hard she has life.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. In her private school that she decided to drop out.
Yeah, yeah. She's sick of her
being
lunches.
A billionaire, yeah.
Her mom's never cutting the crust off the bread. She's fed up.
Yeah.
She's having to eat the skin on the apples.
The Lunchables were a day out of... Yeah.
She's raging. So this time tomorrow, are we good?
Yeah, I'm in.
Right, okay. It doesn't sound like I have a choice.
New music now.
We're asking a little favour of you this morning. If you have a tattoo that people see and sometimes mistake it for something else, we want you to send us over a photo of it to 087-711-1038. We'll have a guess and see if we get it right. This is all because of a story that happened to me at the weekend. I was in the pub with my friends on Saturday watching the Ireland match, and my friend was there and her sister, and in 2 weeks I'm going to Vietnam with this friend. So we were kind of like chatting about the trip and how excited we were, and my friend's sister said, oh, like our cousin was travelling in Asia the past few months, and she said Vietnam was her favourite country.
Really?
She loved it so much she got a tattoo of it. And my friend said, our cousin, did she? Like, where? I haven't seen this tattoo. And the sister was like, you know the little V she has on her arm? And then my friend was like, mate, that's the Roman numeral V, meaning the five members of her family. She was like, what? I thought it was V for Vietnam. So we had a big laugh. They then sent into their family WhatsApp chat as a, like, to be like, how funny was this? And their brother texted in and he goes, I thought it was the way like a kid draws a bird flying in the sky.
No.
A little V of a bird.
Oh my God, this is bizarre.
Yeah. So that's why we're talking about tattoos that people get wrong. And you have a few tattoos, Emma. Do people get them all the time?
There's one in particular that is often misidentified as something else.
Okay.
Because I deliberately wanted it upside down so I could see it myself.
Ah, see, I always wonder, is that has to be a real debate with people. Like, I remember when I got my tattoo, I was like, do I want to be able to see it to myself, or do I want to...
Yeah, or is it for other people
for
to
other
see?
For other people. I was like, no, I suppose it'd be
it's
for other
people. It's for me. No, I was like, it's for me. So when they put the, like... what's it called? When you trace something, when they put...
The stencil.
The stencil thing down over my arm. I was like, no, turn it around. I want to be able to see it. So... if I'll show it to you for like 2 seconds.
Okay.
Try and guess what it is, and I bet you'll guess the thing it's not. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
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 What do you think that is?
Light bulb.
Birdcage.
A birdcage and a light bulb?
Yeah, light bulb.
Very complicated looking light bulb, Dave. Do you not think? A lot of wires.
Yeah,
there is a lot of like design.
Do you know when like people
on.
like
it's kind of the shape of a light bulb.
Do you know when people put like kind of little worlds inside of a light bulb? Almost like they put like soil in it and like a plant.
Oh yeah, like a terrarium.
Like kind
thing.
Of cool restaurants would have that done. So that's maybe what I thought it was. Maybe it was like a terrarium.
Terrarium.
No.
Yeah, I do love them.
Okay,
yeah.
So is it a birdcage?
No, neither. It's actually a hot air balloon. If you look more closely.
I can kind of see it.
It's quite detailed, but again, with it being upside down, it does often cause confusion.
Interesting. Okay, so if you have a tattoo that causes a bit of confusion, are you sick of people thinking it's one thing but it's actually something else? Send us over a photo of it on WhatsApp 087-711-1038. We're talking about a case of mistaken tattoos and asking you if you have a tattoo that people mistake for something else to send it over to us in a photo on WhatsApp 087-711-1038. I was with my friend and her sister at the weekend, and her sister thought that her cousin's tattoo of a V was for Vietnam because she just loved Vietnam so much. But then the friend actually informed her that no, it was the V of no Roman numerals for five,
and
because there's five in her family.
Someone else thought it was a bird flying. You draw as a kid, which I think is gas.
Yeah.
Like the amount of things that people think it is, that's what would worry me. I'd be like, no one knows what I mean. Like, no one knows what my tattoo means.
I also think it's kind of fun that like people have different interpretations. So if that's you, send over a photo of your abstract tattoo to 087-711-1038.
To make you feel better on that, it is a work of art, and art is often open to interpretation.
It's subjective,
Of course.
I have only one tattoo, and I got it done on this show, I think last summer was. And I absolutely love my tattoo. Someone offered it to me at Ink House in Fairview, and they were like, hey, we'll give you a tattoo. So I was like, cool. And I wanted a radio, right? But I wanted a simple outline of a radio. And everyone... like, I go on, like, dates or anything like that, and they're like, why do you have a microwave on your arm? Like, it's a radio.
No, really?
Show me it again.
Like,
it does now look like a microwave.
No, it doesn't.
I think it's just the only thing is that because it has a little kind of window in it that was supposed to be the screen.
Yeah, that does look like the bit where the numbers
and then it has
the timer.
A speaker and people are like, is that like the dial to like put the time up?
They must be thinking like, God, he loves his fit food. He got a microwave like, where they cook.
Why do you have a microwave with an aerial on your arm?
It's so bizarre. I looked at this and I was for 8 months and I was like, this is such a great looking radio. And then I go on a first date a couple of weeks ago. Why do you have a microwave on your arm?
That's amazing.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Sean was on.
So I have an Avatar The Last Airbender tattoo. And a few years ago, I was going to get my needles for something. And I'm not a big fan of needles. So I was a little bit nervous. And then the nurse just goes to me. She was like, oh my God, I love your stitch tattoo. So the nerves shot up.
Oh no.
The stitch tattoo. Okay, so obviously I'm looking at the picture here. It's Avatar The Last Airbender. So don't be thinking like them blue characters from that
I don't know this character at all.
Avatar The Last Airbender is like an anime type vibe.
Yeah,
it's very topical at the moment as well because there's a new like real life version of it on Netflix.
Okay.
The tattoo, it does look a little, I can totally see where she's coming from with the stitch. Because it's dark, dark blue and like light blue.
Also, for a man who doesn't like needles, this is a very
a lot of black.
I get Sean though. I don't like needles like for blood tests, but like a tattoo is no problem. Like
that's funny.
Says your man who has not like it's quite small,
a microwave.
Tiniest little bit.
Louise is standing by. Louise, do you have a tattoo that people mistake for something else?
Absolutely. I sent a picture. I'm not sure if you've seen it.
Yeah, I'm still looking at it now.
Yeah, so that's Cara Jess, which means friendship in Irish.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I used to go to a school called Caritas, and everyone thinks it's Caritas.
You're just representing your school. I love that.
You know what? I think there's also like a convalescence home for people after surgery called Caritas as well.
Is
really? Paddy was there before. Wow. Yeah. When that's even worse than your school.
When I first looked at it, I was like, is it an ode to Cardi B Osquilga?
Do you know what I thought? When I clicked into it, Louise, and I this is a new one to add to your list, I thought it just said Care Bear. That's what I thought it said until I like zoomed in. So there's another one to add. It is nice Bear. Though.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely lovely.
Yeah, and I like the font.
And anything Irish language, I think, is so beautiful tattooed as well. Because, you know, go on the Irish language. Thanks, Louise.
Thanks a million.
Bye. We've also had a voice note in from Sinead on this. In case you just joined us, we're talking about if you do have a tattoo and people often mistake it for something that it's not, by all means, get a photo to us over on WhatsApp this morning. 0877 11 1038. Here's Sinead.
So I have a tattoo on my wrist and it's a little bit abstract. So I've had it a few years and whenever people ask me what it is because they're curious, I ask them first what they thought it was. And because I got so many different answers, I started making a list. So this is a list of all the things people thought my tattoo could have been. Hump day, Bart Simpson's ear, a bum, a nipple, a conductor, a puzzle piece, osmosis, bridge, half the Omega sign, speed bump boob, ohm symbol, Taj Mahal, part of a Libra sign, a bump in my skin, sombrero, a hill, pregnant woman, helmet, hat, first bite of a sandwich, part of cheese, lime press, sunset, heart monitor, hurdle, tunnel, resistor, on-off switch, hieroglyphic, light bulb, timeline, Deathly Hallows symbol.
She has the list on her phone. That's unbelievable. I want to know what a road bump side boob is.
Yeah, I think they're two different ones. Side boob or a road bump.
I love the first bite of a sandwich.
I love
my favorite.
Bart Simpson's ear. Okay, what the hell is it?
So what is it? She did come back and tell us.
And it is actually just a bridge.
A bridge?
That's so funny.
I'm obsessed with whoever the person was that says first bite of a sandwich. I hope that that's a friend of yours, Sinead. It sounds like a fun person. Is that the first bite of a sandwich? Any final ones, by all means, get in touch this morning. And again, listen, it's ours, darling. So all is open to interpretation.
Natalie has gotten in touch and said, I got a lotus leaf just a few weeks ago. I was sick last week and I went to see my GP. He asked me why I had a suspicious looking leaf on my wrist.
It totally looks like something you'd see in Amsterdam.
Yeah, it definitely
no.
does.
That is not ideal.
That's amazing. Someone else sent us in, who's this? Sent us in like this tattoo.
Louise, it's like an upside down Y shape. We need to figure out what that is. Like an upside down Y with some kind of like circles in the middle.
What do people think it is, Lauren?
They think it's either a zip or a stick man.
I'm looking at it at the moment, Lauren, and I've one more to add to the list. I instantly saw it and I was like, oh cool, slingshot tattoo.
I'm going to add tripod or stick insect.
Tripod is good for like, okay. You can totally put a camera on the top of that.
Now, Lauren, tell us what your tattoo actually is meant to be or is.
It's the constellation of my star sign. I'm
yes.
Very nice.
Now, that makes more sense.
I was also thinking maybe it was the road that goes in two different directions. You know, when Paul Walker and Vin Diesel go off in like, separate directions?
The road less traveled by.
To the tune of Charlie Puth, See You Again. That's what I thought it was.
It also kind of reminds me of, you know, when kids get those little mini magnets that can kind of stick onto each other, little legs on it, and the ball in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's the
constellation.
And it's lovely.
You should start making
that,
a list of all the guesses, too.
You should.
Yeah, I'll add a slingshot to it.
There you go.
Cheers, Lauren.
Thanks, bye.
Spin Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Good morning, it's 2 minutes after nine this Wednesday, the 13th of March. Emma, David, Aisling with you here on Spin.
Good morning. What's happening?
Saw this tweet last night and I lolled because I know that I have been that person to like my housemate over the last few days. It's from this girl or this guy called Ellie. I'm not sure actually if it's a guy or a girl. Anyway, it says, we had dinner with my entire family tonight and in the middle of it, I discovered they didn't know anything about the Wonka experience or the Kate Middleton crisis.
Oh, dear.
I have never been more prepared to rise to the occasion. I should get an Emmy for my performance. I had chills.
I like that. The way you tell it is good. But I guarantee I'd go home the weekend and Mum and Dad would have nothing.
I know.
They wouldn't have a clue. And they'd probably be really into it. They'd be like, well, tell me more.
Yeah, totally.
I'd be their source of news.
I also think you'd hear the Wonka thing and be like, all right.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but when you actually...
You're like, no, but it's actually so funny.
Yeah, when you actually get into it and he probably had like stuff backed up ready to go. He went on to say... It was like I had prepared this presentation for months. I was on fire. They were gasping. I've never kept people's attention so well in my life. People at the next table over stopped their conversation and started listening in.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What is your like thing that you think you could give a speech on at the drop of a hat?
Emma, Dave and Aisling's show. So this is how it goes, and Emma does a lot of the work and then Aisling does a lot of the work and then I show up and I'm just there. That's how I would explain how the show goes behind the scenes.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I do know that feeling where you're like, wait, you don't know about this? Oh,
sit
well,
down.
Buckle up.
Do you know what I do feel
on.
What I feel great about doing is when it's like, oh, I'll change it to HDMI 2 on the TV. My parents are like, wow. That was impressive.
He's amazing.
Or I turn the Wi-Fi on my granny's phone. She's like, I'm a genius.
No, the young people today.
I had chills. Yeah. Right, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. This is Spin. Let's do this.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This morning I've been hanging out on a website that I've never visited before in my life before today.
Oh, I've been on this website now.
It's called irishmachineryauctions.com.
Okay. You always are on the weirdest websites.
Who knew such a wonderful place existed?
I feel like Aisling just bashes her keyboard at something. Something looking
wow.
Content.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The reason why I'm hooked on irishmachineryauctions.com is not for the straight tip dumpers, the diesel forklifts and the groundsmaster's front mowers. Oh no. It is for the 18 Dublin buses that are up for auction right now.
18 of them?
And
wow.
The time is ticking because this auction is finishing at 1 o'clock today and I just can't wait to see what they all go for.
They must be old buses then, I'd imagine, because I saw a 2006 bus the other day on the road and I was like, what are you doing? You're so old looking.
All of these buses are 2006 or 2007.
There you go.
Yeah, so they are kind of old. They started off, I'm going to have you guess, what do you think the going rate or the starting bid for a 2006 Dublin bus is?
Just to question it before I go any further, I presume you can like relicense this and make it like a local bus or whatever, or what purpose would you have for it apart from maybe to antique it? I don't know.
Well, this is the question, it's up to you. I think they did say that they're going to like strip it of all the Dublin bus
branding,
like, branding and colours. Now there's no stopping you from painting it blue and yellow.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't really know like what things cost, like I'm really bad at that kind of stuff, but I'd imagine like a bus would be like $100,000. So if you, or maybe even more, probably maybe $300,000.
Man.
So if it was an old bus, maybe $80,000, 70 grand.
I'm going to go lower, way lower, and say $40,000.
The starting price on these buses was 10 grand.
What?
Which I think is a bloody steal.
I thought you were going to say 10 mil or something. Well, yeah.
For a Dublin bus. Okay, and now with the bidding about to close at 1 o'clock today, the cheapest is going for 17,250.
Wow.
The most expensive is about 26 grand.
There's someone who was looking at that who was cursing you right now for bringing that up on the radio.
Well, there are 18 of them, so I think you'll be all right. Great use of a cash machine win, if ever I saw
one. Absolutely. Buy a Dublin bus.
Do you
could do that thing that Noel Edmonds did in the UK a couple of years ago. It was a big story where he bought a black cab so he could go through the taxi aisle, the bus lane and the taxi lane. So that's why he bought a black cab.
That's smart, actually.
It's very smart. You could do that in the Dublin bus.
You could.
You'd always be designated driver anywhere you went.
You would.
Among your friends if you had the bus license.
Yeah, that would be, it would be great crack, I think, to own a bus and be like, who wants to come? You can all come. Yeah.
I wouldn't like the thought of turning a corner in a bus. I honestly think Dublin bus drivers deserve a salute because no matter how you do it.
Straight through me
as
well.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. When I was like 18, 19, I had this friend called Shane and his dad had an old bus like on the yard. He was like, I think it was a mechanic or something. But anyway,
yeah,
he redid the bus up for us because once a year in this really rural place that no one listening has ever heard from, it's called Araglin. Araglin was like the Wes of where I grew up, okay? It was the disco that everyone wants to go to. And there was a big festival there every summer that everyone wants to go to. And Shane lived there, right? And it was like the one point you had to go because it was in the back and beyonds.
Right.
And his dad did up a party bus for us. It didn't have an engine. It was just up in his garden.
Oh, and he pushed it down the road towards the disco.
You just hang out there before the festival. Stop. And the music blasting out of it.
Oh, unreal.
And couches. And some of my best memories were on that bus.
That's cool,
brilliant.
Man.
That's so cool.
Like, what a nice dad as well. He fitted it with like disco lights and everything for us.
I think my friends stayed in like a bus Airbnb in Ireland before.
Wow.
Like a bus that's converted into
Mine
an Airbnb.
Did in West Cork as well, yeah.
I've been thinking of some ways that you might avail of these 18 Dublin buses if you are so lucky as to win the auction. I think it would be great if we could recreate the Harry Potter bus stick.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride.
If anyone knows how to get a bus to squeeze really, really skinny.
Hey, Aisling, why the long face?
That would be fun.
I don't get Harry Potter.
I think it would be cool to do like a bus cinema, but like a 4D cinematic experience where like when the car's driving, the bus just starts going. And there's bumps and
that's a great idea.
And you could have a few lads shaking the sides of it.
I've never heard of a bus cinema. It's smart.
I'm very bad at screens while driving, to be honest.
Oh yeah, true. I was thinking you could bungee off a bus for kids, maybe. Bungee. Yeah. It wouldn't be that far if you
like
were
like sailing off Croke Park, but do it off a Dublin bus first.
Kids bungee. You could sell it to Burdocks and make it the Burdocks bus a portable chipper.
Oh, stop. That's genius.
Unreal.
Upstairs be the kitchen.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Or simply just slice off the lid and it's a portable swimming pool.
That's smart. I have a totally unique idea about buying a bus and doing it up.
Go.
Just paint it blue, bring it to festivals and sell pizza out of it.
Oh,
genius.
Fantastic. I've never seen that. What a great idea.
What a perfect idea.
9:21 a.m. Emma, Dave and Aisling are going to talk about Big Brother.
Brilliant.
Again. Louis Walsh is starting to get himself in a lot of hot water while being in that Celebrity Big Brother house.
Buckle up.
And it is getting interesting. I walked outside there just to get a cup of water. Michaela Hayes, who's on at 10 o'clock, was like, Dave, are you aware of the Louis Walsh thing going on at the moment? I was like, Michaela, I'm literally about to talk about it in 40 seconds.
Hold your horses.
Okay. I have never in my life seen someone more bitchier and more unprofessional in the Celebrity Big Brother house. Mm. I think it's one of the most, I think it will be one of the most talked about things for a long, long time.
Just to say as well, really quickly, Sharon Osbourne left the house last night. She was there as like on a very special contract. She got to leave. And as soon as she realised in the interview that, post-house interview, that all of that bitching was aired, she did look quite shocked.
Did she?
But like, what do you expect?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Apparently she looks quite shocked.
That's the one guarantee, is that anything you say that's juicy is going to be aired.
It's going to be in it.
Yeah,
how do they not know? It's ridiculous. But anyway, I think like Louis Walsh, he is like a music artist, agent, and music mogul, and he's kind of in the industry and has been for a while. We work around like musical artists, labels, agents all the time. And yeah, okay, some of them aren't like the greatest or whatever, but they're all professional. Do you know what I mean? They're all like, you wouldn't get one bitching about another, or you wouldn't get one bitching about an artist or something like that. They're all professional
people.
You
have to remember,
you know what I mean,
as well, that all these people that Louis Walsh has been bitching about has made him a huge amount of money.
It has,
you know,
indeed.
And interesting.
But Louis's latest bitching rant goes off on two lads who we really thought the world would love, and we thought he would love and would want to protect them. I'm talking, of course, about Jedward. They're Irish. They knew each other for ages. You would have thought he'd be like, great lads. But nope. In factual fact, this is what he said.
Coulson wants the scoop on one of Louis's previous bands.
What would Jedward like?
You're a vile.
But they've done well.
But they were great for the show. They did. I got 5 million quid for them.
Oh. Like, shut up.
They were vile,
they were
said.
Vile, is
oh,
what he
shut
said.
Up.
There's not a vile
they're
bone.
They're lovely blonde
There's
quips.
Not a vile bone in their body. They're like, famously, they're just two lovely
what
lads.
Vile.
And I got 5 million quid for them. I was like, and never this guy's teams. Slagging off James Corden for being a name dropper a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Imagine going around like, this is how much money I got for this. Do you know what I mean? This is how much I got for that. But Jedward were in Gemma Collins' house last night for dinner in something I didn't have in my bingo card for 2024.
Oh my God.
They were just having dinner at like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, eating a roast dinner with,
sorry,
with the Yorkshire pudding and all.
Banter with
so
that
they're
theme.
Sitting there with Gemma Collins watching Big Brother and seeing themselves getting slayed.
Well, this is the thing. Apparently they didn't actually tune in just to Big Brother. They were like, oh, turn on the TV there, and Big Brother was on. So they're like, oh, I wonder what's going on here. And that's when they heard, you know, Louis talking about
Whoa.
Them or whatever. So they turned on the TV. They were like, let's watch it. And Gemma starts recording on her phone and almost interviewing John and Edward at the kitchen table to see what they thought, the lads thought. So what she thought, the lads thought about what Louis Walsh was saying. And the lads went in.
How much crimes can you slag off your ass? Girls Aloud, Boyzone, Ronan Keaton's absolutely a disgrace.
And didn't
you're a senile man who did nothing for us, who had no ideas. You're not even a manager. Simon Cowell made you who you are.
It is really looking like,
oh,
like a charity boxing match or something. Like, this is insane.
I would not mess with John and Edward.
I love how they just don't hold back at all.
No.
And after watching Louis Walsh on Big Brother the last few days, I think everyone is kind of thinking the exact same thing. And that's what they said here.
You are a person with not a brain between the two ears. You're on Big Brother. You're there, but your lights aren't on.
That's what I'm thinking as he's walking around the house. I'm like, he's not fully, like, he's not actually there.
He's either that or he's outsmarting everybody and he just knows. Like, this is what he's in for, and he's just going to say whatever he wants and doesn't care. I think he might be clued into.
I don't think he's that. I don't think he's that clever. No, I really, really don't.
Dave, he's been around for so long. He has.
He knows the game. You know.
Yeah, I get what you mean. But then, lastly, the other brother, probably Edward. I don't know. I can't tell the difference between them. But he decides to chip in with his two cents, and they kind of release some interesting information about the whole Louis and Jedward relationship.
First of all, Louis Walsh was never our manager. We met him 4 times. He never sent us flowers and disrespect to our mom multiple times. He tried to get us into dodgy contracts, which were at our mom, we would have signed.
They go on to say basically that he brought them into a room and was like, sign that contract now. And their mom was like, no.
Oh my God, go on, Jedward's mom.
No, obviously,
it's insane.
Since his mum has passed away, and their mum has passed away, and
bless.
They said on Twitter last night as well, he didn't even send us flowers.
Never sent the flowers or anything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I understand that there are two sides to every story. However, after watching Louis watching TV for, you know, a couple of days, I can definitely say that I think he's, in my opinion, nasty man, right? I don't think he's that nice of a person. And I know it's probably, I'm not making any friends saying
sure,
that.
You're
but I'm saying,
him.
I don't think he's that great of a person. However, I will say, I do not want him out of the house.
Absolutely
I want
not.
Him to stay there. And this is what people who watch Big Brother need to realise, like these new people who are watching Big Brother, I'm like, the reason they're in there is to create drama. We don't want a peaceful house. That'd be boring.
Yeah.
It'd be boring as hell. You want the drama. That's what Louis brings.
I don't think Jedward are going to stop there as well. If someone's kind of saying on a huge platform from that you're vile, you know, you're not going to just sit on that one. Also, Louis said last night, this woman there called Fern, was she on? What was she famous for?
She was on this morning.
Anyway, so she's like maybe a little bit older than the rest of the crew, and they had to do a dance and a performance yesterday, X Factor style, the boys and the girls. And he was so rude. He was talking about the girls' outfits and he said, even Fern looks nice. Even Fern.
Oh, God.
To her face. Where all the other girls, like, stop saying even, like,
so bad.
It's so ageist and rude.
So bad.
Anyway, he's doing himself no favours.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Who wants to hear some tin whistle being played badly on the radio?
Well, I would like that over the English accent.
Not sure why I did that.
Normally, it would be recommended not to annoy people with tin whistle sounds on the radio, but you know, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. We're playing tin. We're playing pop songs on the tin whistle in honor of Seachtain na Gaeilge.
It is a good way of playing tin whistles on the radio. Would you like to hear A, an English accent, or B, a tin whistle? I think most people would go tin whistle.
As St. Patrick would have wanted, we are honoring him this week. We're kind of resting our game One Foot in the Rave, where we play tiny snippets of dance tunes, and we're playing longer snippets of tin whistle pop songs. I've taken out my old tin whistle in the key of D major, and if you are thinking why is she choosing songs that are 15 years old, that's why, because it's quite hard to find a song in the key of D major.
It is a bit of a shame that we can't play 0.2 seconds of this.
Tell me this, why does it have to be D major? Like, are you not able to do any other notes? Like, are you not that good at the tin whistle?
No, it's like if it's in a different key, the whistle literally doesn't have the notes.
Ah, okay.
So it would sound kind of off. Yesterday, while I was practicing for today's recital, my boyfriend Alex had to go in a meeting. So in one of the recordings, he's like, "Hey, you got to stop for 15 minutes because I just got to get on this. I just got to take a pause." So there are some timing issues in today's clip. Uh-huh. And that's because I had to stop for Alex's meeting.
That's okay.
I had to give you a subpar rendition.
Oh, that's why it's subpar.
Yeah, that's why. Otherwise, lads, it would have been so tier. Good.
It would be in the key of C.
This is the clip that we played for you. Oh.
The last bit is lovely. Like, the first 3 seconds are poor, and then it gets quite good, and then it gets amazing.
Yeah. Thank you,
Alex. Really loves you, yeah. Doesn't he? He's got so much patience.
He's a trooper.
Emma's standing by. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Grand. Any news? Any crack?
No. I'm just sitting in my car, slashing rain.
Oh, oh, very nice.
No. Oh no, is it?
What part of Dublin are you in?
Terrible news.
I am in Dublin 7.
All right. Okay. It's slashing.
What are you up to? Are you going to work? Or what are you doing?
No, I'm a stay at home mom. We're about to go to our play group. My daughter's just asleep in the back.
Oh, very banter. Nice.
Nice one. Good stuff.
Emma, what do you think of my tin whistle playing?
It was "I Got a Feeling" by the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, you're going straight in. But what do you think? It was good.
Oh, sorry.
That's more what
yeah,
I care
no, it
about.
Brilliant. It
okay.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
She needs the praise for all her work.
Yeah.
Emma.
Praise first,
works.
Guesses later.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Thanks, Emma.
All right, let's have a listen.
That tonight's gonna be slaps. A good night. That tonight's gonna
I can't believe you just said that slap.
I think this song was on a list of my songs that I never ever wanted to resurface ever again.
You can't go wrong. That was a banger for them, wasn't it?
It was.
I think I've given it a new lease of life. Well done, Emma. You've won a pair of IMC Cinema passes.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Congratulations. Have a great day, Emma.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. So we were saying, you know, normally we do the game One Foot in the Rave, where we play you a tiny little sliver of a dance song. You would try and identify it based on that tiny little sliver. And I was joking there. It was tongue-in-cheek, Aisling. It was an affectionate dig where I said it's a shame we don't just have to listen to 0.2 seconds of her playing the tin whistle instead. Well, let's see. Would we have gotten it if that were the case, if we were only to play 0.2 seconds?
Oh, wow.
Of that?
Okay.
This is how it would sound.
I got a feeling Black Eyed Peas.
Whoa! 100 IMC.
One more time. But that's what we normally do, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
Why don't we play just 1 second of it tomorrow and see how we get on?
Not a chance.
We'll run it across the whole show.
Play once every 10 minutes for your chance to win.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Emma, Dave and Aisling. One Flute in the Rave back on the show tomorrow. Yep. After 10 o'clock this morning, not only were we telling you all morning that Michaela is getting...
Michaela Hayes!
Michaela and Sue Kayla.
She's on the way after 10 o'clock giving you your chance to win your lunch, but also, sorry, maybe slightly also as exciting, maybe more so for some people, she got your tickets to SZA.
Unreal.
Stop.
SZA's playing Malahide Castle this summer. It'll be a massive
gig. That'll be huge.
So if you want to go to SZA again, Michaela's looking after you. We've nothing.
No.
Michaela has everything.
We've got the good times though, guys. I've just had such a primary school moment. I went out to my desk to get my spoon out of my bag, and then I was like, my bag's gone.
She came back in here and said, guys, I think someone's stolen my bag.
I walked around my desk for ages. I was like, where's my bag? And Michaela was there and she was like, wait, have you forgotten your bag? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I thought. She was like, has someone stolen your bag? And I was like, I don't know. It's not here. And literally my first thought was like, I'll go up to Zoe in reception, ask her to ring my mom and ask, should I leave the home? I was like, what do you do when you forget your bag? And I actually text my boyfriend Alex and I was like, did I forget my bag? And he was like, yeah, your bag is here. And I was just
weird.
Why did I leave? Why did I walk to work without a bag?
Yeah, and it's funny that you didn't even notice the difference on every single day you carried that bag in your bag.
Not at all.
It's like that day, this is a good few months ago now, I was in a total panic. My granny gave me this ring before, right? One of hers. And like, it's really important to me, this ring. I don't even know if it's worth anything. It doesn't matter. It's sentimental. And I'm terrible for losing jewellery, always, famously. So like, I'm really protective of it. And one day I was on the way home from work, whatever, I just glanced at my hand on the steering wheel. I was like, where's my ring?
Oh no.
Oh my God. I was on to Callum, who was still in work. I was like, check the studio cameras for me, please. And just check if I was actually wearing the ring morning or not.
Very clever.
And he sent me a screen grab of the studio camera. He was like, no ring on. And instantly it was like, I must have just forgot to put it on this morning. That's fine.
When I was in primary school, I went around the classes telling people I'd lost my hairband and I hadn't even worn it in that day. So, it's a trend.
You're so cool.
Michaela, coming shortly with your SZA tickets.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.